pretty sad.
Yeah.
It was, you know, all of a sudden everybody's torn apart. It was really sad watching all the houses go down, and we went down and seen the house that we had down there, and it was disappearing, and all these people were getting moved to different sections.
Yeah.
So, you know, my aunt ended up over on Wharton Street, and they didn't have anybody from Meaderville there. A few people were up in the McGlone Heights, so there was a few that stayed there. My uncle had two or three people on either side of him that were all from Meaderville, so that worked out pretty good for those few. But so there's quite a few, I don't know how many houses was, but you look at there was a lot of people down there still in the 50s, mm-hmm. and it was a big, and we left in 52, and I think a lot of them left by late 50s, and the ones that were just barely hanging on were like about 62 or so forth.
Yeah.
It had a great place. It had a great Main Street. I always remember the Main Street had all kinds of, you know, it had all kinds of stores, bars. As my mother said in her thing, she said, our town had everything. It had its own post office. It had its own churches. It had its own any kind of store that you wanted. You know, she said it was a community all by itself, basically. Didn't have to leave. You had everything. And you had what they wanted, too, because some of the guys would go and, like the bottle I brought you the other day, they would just go get you the Italian products that you want, Contra's grocery store. They would, you know, they'd do that. And you got Scafienza's that had the bakery and that, and they had the best breadsticks ever. So